In Britain, thousands of war veterans have marked Remembrance Sunday today. In London, the commemoration of war dead began with a gun blast and 2 minutes silence on Whitehall, while other remembrance events took place in Afghanistan and Iraq. This year, Remembrance Sunday falls exactly 89 years after the ending of World War I, known as Armistice Day. Separately, Northern Ireland's largest Protestant paramilitary group said it would stand down its active units from midnight tonight and put its weaponry beyond use. The Ulster Defence Association, known as the UDA, said in a statement read at a parade in Belfast that all of its active armed service Ulster Freedom Fighter units would be stood down with all military intelligence destroyed. We spoke to Father Timothy Bartlett, Secretary of the Irish Bishops' Commission for Justice and Peace. He told us about the significance of this step in the region's peace process.
The UDA, the Ulster Defence Association, is a very old association of unionist paramilitaries who, whenever there was no conflict in Northern Ireland, existed, if you like, as a kind of a lay organisation, informal organisation that was more focused on cultural and political engagement than on paramilitary violence. However, when the Troubles, as they're called in Northern Ireland, the conflict began in 1969, that particular group took on a very paramilitary style and agenda in defence, as they saw it, of the union between Britain and Northern Ireland. Now, within that, then, there was a particularly vicious paramilitary, clandestine paramilitary wing called the Ulster Freedom Fighters, the UFF. That group was responsible for literally hundreds upon hundreds of murders of ordinary, what you might describe as ordinary Catholics, and attacks on different people and organisations over the last 40 years. So the news today, not least on Remembrance Sunday, and they chose Remembrance Sunday at a time whenever we remember the fallen of the two great wars of the last century. They chose that day as a day to set aside their weapons, call an armistice, to maybe honour those dead by setting aside the guns that they have used so aggressively over the last 40 years. This is one of the final steps along the way. So let's hope that a new dawn is finally breaking. And if you were here, you would really sense it even in the atmosphere and the attitude of the people walking through the streets.